light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Destiny of the Republic, a tale of madness, medicine, and the murder of a president, unearths the extraordinary narrative surrounding the assassination of President James A. Garfield. Through meticulous research and captivating storytelling, Candace Miller delves into the impact of Garfield's death on a nation still healing from the Civil War. This book intricately weaves together the elements of political turmoil, medical innovation, and the personal madness of Charles Guiteau, Garfield's assassin. Millard's work not only sheds light on a largely overlooked chapter of American history, but also highlights the intersection of fate, leadership, and progress during a critical period. As much a biography of Garfield as it is an exploration of the era, this narrative offers insights into the challenges of governance, the evolution of medical practices, and the unpredictable nature of destiny itself. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, James A. Garfield. The uncommon president, Garfield's ascent to the presidency is a key theme in the narrative, showcasing his remarkable intellect, moral integrity, and unwavering commitment to civil rights. His presidency, though tragically cut short, was marked by a vision for a united post-Civil War America and advancements in education and civil service reform. Millard portrays Garfield not just as a political figure, but as a man of depth and complexity, whose potential to shape the nation remained largely unfulfilled due to his untimely death. Secondly, Charles Guiteau. Madness and motivation. Charles Guiteau's psychological profile and motivations for assassinating Garfield form a chilling chapter of the book. Millard expertly navigates through Guiteau's troubled psyche, unraveling the delusions of grandeur and twisted sense of divine mission that led him to commit the fatal act. This segment not only acts as a crime thriller, but also as a deep dive into the implications of untreated mental illness and its potential to drive individuals to extreme violence. Thirdly, the medical tragedy. Ignorance and innovation. The aftermath of Garfield's shooting is a harrowing saga of medical mismanagement and the stubborn refusal of doctors to adopt new scientific discoveries, such as antisepsis, which likely could have saved his life. Millard vividly describes the painful and ultimately fatal attempts to treat Garfield, underscoring the tragically slow acceptance of medical innovations. This narrative serves as a poignant reminder of the critical need for the medical profession to embrace scientific progress. Fourthly, political turmoil and national mourning. The political implications of Garfield's assassination and the subsequent national mourning are explored in depth. Millard illustrates how Garfield's death plunged the already fragile United States deeper into uncertainty and division, highlighting the delicate balance of power and the resilience of the American political system. This theme explores the challenges of governance in times of crisis and the collective grief of a nation coming to terms with the loss of a leader. Lastly, the legacy of a lost presidency. Finally, Millard examines the lasting impact of Garfield's presidency and untimely death on American history. This includes the strengthening of the presidency as an institution, the advent of civil service reforms, and the eventual acceptance of medical practices that could have saved Garfield's life. The book portrays Garfield's legacy as a testament to what could have been, offering a reflective look at how individual destinies can shape the broader currents of history. In conclusion, Destiny of the Republic, A Tale of Madness, Medicine, and the Murder of a President is a must-read for anyone fascinated by American history, presidential biographies, or the evolution of medical science. Candace Millard's compelling narration provides a nuanced understanding of the complexities of leadership, the fragility of progress, and the human dimension of historical events. This book is particularly insightful for readers interested in the interplay between individual actions and national destiny. Its detailed exploration of Garfield's life and presidency, the turmoil of his assassination, and the subsequent impact on American society offer valuable lessons about resilience, innovation, and the importance of embracing change. Millard's work transcends mere historical recounting, prompting reflections on contemporary issues in politics and medicine. In essence, Destiny of the Republic not only enriches our understanding of a pivotal time in American history, but also resonates with the ongoing challenges and opportunities inherent in the quest for progress and unity. If you would like to support Candace Millard, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, read and rise high.